Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned, keep it locked right here. Let's get it.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most?
Having a good day, you're tuned into the Tony Burns Gospel Show. And what I want to talk to you today about is God's plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And not only a future, but a good future. See, the Israelites was in exile, a punishment from God as a result of being disobedient. The prophet Jeremiah confronts the false prophet Hananias, who boldly proclaimed that God was going to free Israel from Babylon within 2 years. God doesn't do this. Jeremiah calls out Hananias' lies and then states the promise we read in Jeremiah 29:11. God does have a plan for the Israelites, and it's a plan to give them hope and a prospering future. Don't that sound good? The thing is, before he shares the promise, he gives them a directive from God. Seek the peace and the prosperity of the city which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Jeremiah 29:7. This is not at all what the Israelites wanted to hear. They wanted to be told that they were going home. They wanted to be told that their suffering was going to end instead. God's plan was for them to stay right where they were and to help prosper the nation that enslaved them. Isn't that just like God? See, we think when we're in a mess that God should always take us out of the mess. But sometimes God want to bless us in the mess. Sometimes God want to bless you right where you are. In the turmoil, hallelujah. In the destruction that's going on all around you, hallelujah. In the place where you are, hallelujah, that's causing that's a lot of confusion. It's surrounding that place that you are. Isn't that just like God? All the time he don't bring you out. Sometimes he just want to bless you right there where you are. That's why I say stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't move to the front. Don't back up. Don't move to the left. Don't move to the right. Just stand still. Yes, of course, God knows the plan he has for us. And ultimately, he will give us a glorious future. But as we walk out our lives on this crazy earth, let's remember that the best growth comes through persevering through trials. Not escaping them entirely. And when we learn perseverance, we find surprising joy. What hard thing are you going through today? In the midst of your suffering, cling to Jeremiah 29:11. But cling to it for the right reason. Not in a false hope that God will take you away from your suffering, but in the true gospel confidence that he will give you hope in the midst of it. I hope this word encouraged you today. Talking about God's plan. God's plan. God's plan. Amen. Sometimes we don't understand God's plan. But it is what it is, because he's in control, right? Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with another hot song.
Chapter systems are offline.
For today's hits and all-time favorites,
it's the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
If today was the last day of your life, how exactly would you be prepared for eternity?
Well, that is a bizarre question.
Not really. At some point, your life here will end.
I don't mind you telling your child about God, but what I've seen around here, what I know is that God is indifferent.
Turn back before it's too late.
You want me to believe? Then show me something. Show me a miracle.
Daughter, I say to you, get up. I've come here to help you put back together the broken pieces of your life.
Who are you?
Who do you say I am?
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
All right, y'all, thank you for tuning in to the Tony Burns Gospel Show. Hey, listen, and if you're not saved, won't you say this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me for all of my sins. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for me, and you rose on the third day. God, and I just thank you right now. Cleanse my heart from all unrighteousness. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in to the Tony Burns Gospel Show. We will see you on the next segment.